Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. By now, you've heard the news. O.J. Simpson died last night. The decorated football superstar and actor, acquitted for charges he killed his former wife and her friend, passed away with his family present. He put a statement on X saying it was prostate cancer. Correspondent Jason Nathanson with more.
The statement on X reads, on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. And it's signed, the Simpson family. Just 2 months ago, Simpson posted a video denying claims that he was in hospice care and close to death.
You talking about hospice? No, I'm not in any hospice. I don't know who put that out there.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Simpson earned fame and fortune through football and show business, but his legacy was forever changed by the June 1994 knife slayings of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ronald Goldman at their house in Los Angeles. Live coverage of his arrest after that famous slow-speed chase in his white Bronco captivated the nation, also set off his fall from grace. Reaction coming in already. Caitlyn Jenner posted some harsh words on X shortly after the news broke, writing, "Good riddance." Jenner was once married to Kris Jenner, recall, the ex-wife of Bob Kardashian, who was O.J.'s lawyer. As you know, Kris Jenner and Kardashian are the parents of the famous Kardashian sisters. Meantime, a lawyer for the Goldman family, who's been trying to collect on a civil judgment against Simpson since 2008, says he talked with Goldman's family. David Cook says they don't know what O.J. Simpson has monetarily or who controls it, but he says, quote, "We will pick up where we are. Keep on going with it." O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. In other news on this Thursday, a new soccer stadium, the first major league sporting venue built in the city since 2012, expected to get the green light today. City Council voting on it. The $780 million facility will be out at Willits Point. Not only would it bring the city's first professional soccer stadium, but Queensboro President Donovan Richards Jr. says it'll bring a whole lot more.
What's great about this project is it really does incorporate the local community. It's not just about the stadium. It's about ensuring that we have local MWBE opportunities, that we have street vendors who will have an opportunity to cook up some of the best cuisine at this stadium, and then the school and hotel.
Yeah, it won't be ready for the FIFA World Cup in 2026, though. The title game for that is set for MetLife. New York City Football Club currently plays its home games at Yankee Stadium. The club is paying for this new stadium, by the way, at Willits. Phase two of the redevelopment includes 1,400 affordable housing units, 25,000-seat soccer stadium, of course, 250-room hotel, and 80,000 square feet of commercial retail. Pretty big spot, more than 3 acres here. We'll let you know when the council votes on the thing today. Well, the NYPD rolled out that new barnacle program where they attach the equivalent of a tire boot to your windshield. They tested it out on some commercial vehicles last week.
Beware the barnacle. That's the alarm that sounds if you try to take it off your windshield. You can't miss it. It's bright yellow. Inspector Brian O'Sullivan heads the Traffic Enforcement District and explains traffic or parking violators are vulnerable.
We'll have passenger vehicles park here, and then commercial vehicles will have no place to deliver. They'll double park and cause traffic congestion.
The pilot program began last week in Queens, and they've used the barnacle 40 times already. It costs $185 to get it off, and right now you have to pay through the tow pound. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And somebody said that's not the only thing you'll have to pay through. If you take it off and don't return it, there's a holding fee. That's how the city ensures that each barnacle will be returned to the city. In New Brunswick, there's more today on that investigation started at Rutgers after vandals struck the school's Islamic center during one of the religion's most holy periods to boot.
The incident has deeply shaken Muslim students on campus. Nora Asghar is the president of the Muslim Public Relations Council.
This incident has been deeply saddening, yet unfortunately not surprising. Islamophobia has been plaguing our campus.
The chairwoman of the center's board, Atiyah Aftab, said they are grateful for the support from the university president, Governor Murphy, and the state attorney general, but she believes the current political climate emboldens acts of hate.
This is part of a bigger narrative that goes well beyond this incident. And to address that, it is not just about amping up security. It's about a national and international political solution.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Rutgers University.
And of course, we'll continue to follow developments in that investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.